Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for preparing to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phone and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so thankful for you, and consistently prayerful that you are always being inspired to greater heights and depths of your own being. I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, and how do we respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. It is our now moment to care, to be able to respond correctly and directly wherever we are, by remembering that we are always dwelling by virtue of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose presence is all there is as existence itself. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is that which beats our hearts and breathes us. It upholds absolutely everything, and everything that exists exists within its own very presence. And by virtue of its presence, there is absolute law. And the fulfillment of the law is absolute love. And love is the harmony of the truth of existence, that we exist within the very presence of this absolute and supreme presence. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility as these points of its presence is to strive consistently to be truly reflective, to be expressive, to be vivid in our integrity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of it. And because we have never really properly been oriented as to what the purpose in being on the planet actually is, and to see the condition of the people of the planet, knowing that the planet in and of itself is a living being that is animated by this same absolute and supreme intelligence, and she, as the forces of nature and the creatures, are definitely deserving of their liberation. And their liberation will require that those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, no truth, no respect, no reverence, no regard for being harmonious with it and harmonious with the ways of existence may soon cease to exist. And that seems to be an unfathomable thought for so many. But I'm the one to say, if it's conceivable, then it's achievable. And when you are in a place where you have no regard for the laws of existence and you act as if there are no laws of existence, then there is no way for you to be continued in existence when you are in violation of that which maintains and sustains you. And so it's necessary that we are caring to be rightly aligned with that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that we will no longer make excuses for why it is we have the right to be wrong, why it is you have the right to be willfully disobedient, disrespectful, disregarding, dismissive, and acting as if there are no laws. But then you break your necks trying to harmonize yourself with the legalities and the statutes of a system that is lawless. When we are in harmony with the whole of ourselves and we are applying ourselves towards our wholeness, then it's easy to live in the regard and the respect and the reverence and worship of wholeness. It's easier to really have an understanding and an understanding of the brotherhood of humanity and humankind, and to know that nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, or that which we refer to as God, to work against it, to undermine it, to think that there is some prosperity working towards the detriment of any portion or any part of itself. And so for where we are now, our care to be cleansed, to be cleared of the violation the mistakes, the anger, the frustration, the resentments, the unforgiveness, to be in a place where our spirit is lightening, our hearts are light. We are not carrying the burden of anger and madness because we are consistently acknowledging and rejoicing in the reality that there is an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing us, that has the earth in flotation and rotation, the sun blazing, and there is absolute order everywhere. And so the disorder and the chaos is not because it's an inherent part of existence. It's because there is a disrespect and a disregard and a disobedience to the laws and the order of existence. And so our now moment is pregnant with opportunities for us to really accept the correction, be corrected, and to live the rest of our lives in a greater glory, in knowing that there are no forces, no bosses, no governments, no objectives and agendas of men that have power over the laws of God, the ways of God, and the lives of the godly. And so it's necessary that we come to that place and space within our own hearts, minds, and spirits where we care to be cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and to realize that these bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses that dwell upon a planet that is an intergalactic spaceship already moving in the heavens, and our duty, obligation, and responsibility to really allow for the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence to permeate and penetrate us in every atom and every cell of our being, to be anchored within the very fabric of our being so that we are brilliant in it as it, to be the vehicles and vessels of its light, its love, its wisdom, and its truth, to dwell in a perfect peace and a perfect poise, to call unto it, to know how to love it with our whole being, our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, to master ourselves to the degree to which we are really resonant in the frequencies of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that gives us an absolute leverage and power over the ungodly, over the lawlessness, that allow us to be the salvation and the salt of the earth. So that when the phalanxes of angels start scouring, and they are already scouring the earth to see where the light is actually dwelling in the reality and as the reality of the people, to know that the places that are devoid of it can be overturned. We can be the salvation and the saving grace of this world if we so choose. But we cannot continue to act as if there are no laws for us to be obeying. That just because man's way is mandate and they've allowed you to think that God's way is optional doesn't make it so. And so this now moment for us, it's ours to grab hold by letting go, by releasing, by surrendering, by submitting to the order of existence, the laws of existence, the love in being. And being loving to the degree to which we honor and respect our body temples, and to know that our bodies are divinely designed and designed divinely. And we must breathe in order to live. And to master our breath allows us to come to greater degrees of mastery of our thoughts that allow us to truly oxygenate ourselves, to come to a point and place where we are partaking consciously and fully of the life force of existence with each and every breath. And that life force is charging us. For it is the breath of life that animates us, that is an absolute necessity for our living. It is not the food, it is the breath. And it is the water, and it is the air, and the infinite intelligence that permeates it, penetrates it, And so as we are having the realization that we are very porous, that we are water, that we should be light bearers and light beings, then understand that that light cannot truly be reflected properly when it's held in so much mucus and pus and acidity and rot of carcasses and fetuses and alcohol and tobacco and all manners of unnatural toxic things that men produce. And just because it's common, just because these things are sold everywhere, does not mean that we should partake of it. For all of the religious training that we've gotten, for all of the fairy tales and all of the comic strips and all of the books that we read and were read to us, there was always a protagonist and an antagonist. There's always this play between good and evil, and then we grow up not knowing who's who and what's what. And so know that that which is constituted as evil is that which is facilitating distortion, disruption, degradation, violation, anguish, suffering, warfare, pain, divisiveness. For our being in a place of mindfulness, that we cannot love being the agents of chaos, corruption, violation, madness, anger, frustration. And then think that because you go to the mosques, you go to the churches, you go to the temples and all of that, and you pray and ask God and hoop and holler and scream and all of that, that you have salvation. And salvation comes when you are literally bringing the peace, being the light bearer, having that inner standing and understanding as to how to stand harmonious with existence itself. To be in a place where we care to do that which is truly facilitative of optimum cellular functioning. And to realize that when you have a man or when you have a people who take over another people, their objective for those people that they've conquered and taken over is not to create optimum cellular functioning. It's not to put them in a place where they are able to truly be vivid in their own self-expression as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence so that they are functioning supremely intelligently. They had the intention that they can just do what they're told to do. And our systems of education have supported us in being able to sit still, do what we're told to do, do our assignments, turn them in, and be obedient to those who exercise authority over us, but never having supported us in being under the authority of that which beats our heart and breathes us, giving us license and excuse to feel as though we're entitled to undermine ourselves and our cells, feeding us with all manners of garbage, defiling our body temples so that the spirit that is in these body temples charged on the blood is defiled as the blood itself has been defiled. How do we know? Because we see all of this disrepair, disenfranchisement, dissatisfaction, discontent, homelessness, hopelessness, drug addiction, alcoholism, rape, violation, abuse. And so if we really care to live our lives, then let's live our lives and not be all right with dying. And people will say all the time, I ain't scared to die. I'm saying, but why are you killing yourself and why are you scared to live? Why is it such a major pain for you to give up that which undermines you? How is it that you can listen and listen and listen and still feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pussy mucus of cows, and all of this garbage and drink and smoke and be high and all of this, but then you want to be respected as intelligent people when intelligence does not undermine itself? And so we want you to be in a place and space where it truly matters. How you walk and how you stand, how you live and how you love, how you will be in a place and space of mindfulness, carefulness, to function in the integrity of your own authenticity, to be in a place where you are able to access your unique and special gifts that are your heritage and your inheritance through the activation of your DNA as a result of your clearing, cleansing, purifying your body temple so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are being completely re-enthroned in their temples. This now moment is ours to raise completely up, to come to a point where we are obedient unto the call that is being issued from the exalted realm for the children of light, the children of God, the children of love, the children of truth, those who care to be continued in existence, to take charge and to come into leadership. And the leadership is leadership in love, leadership in light, where you are completely committed to the process of maturation and stepping out of the discontent, low self-esteem and violation of adulteration, being adulterated no longer what the Creator intended. And just because it's common does not mean that it's the best condition for us to be in. And as we accept the perfection of existence and knowing that the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has created a way to perpetuate itself throughout circumstances and situations, conditions and whatnot, that it always rises. So that we are in a place and space where we should be consciously facilitating, cultivating our lineages and the wealth of ourselves. With each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, we are animated by an absolute and supreme presence that is maintaining and sustaining realms and worlds. And yet we have no faith in it to facilitate the healing within our own selves. But then to realize that in order to truly give it authority in your life, you have to stop doing the things that undermine yourself and yourselves. And to begin to do everything to facilitate the cleansing, the deprogramming, reprogramming with the conscious intent to walk in the integrity of the truth of that which you truly are, as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme presence who is supremely present. And the only supremacy that exists, exists by virtue of its own presence. Because it will outlast, outlove, outplan, outplot, outthink absolutely everything and everybody. So in light of the establishment of the eternal order, in light of the actuality and the factuality that we dwell in the reality of eternity already, then accepting and understanding how to perpetuate and how to facilitate conscious immortalization at the cellular level is where wisdom really begins. It's the care to be vivid in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be supremely intelligent so that we do not work on behalf of the corporate deities of death and that those who are the perpetuators and the legislators and the facilitators of sickness, illness, disease, and death will surely meet their own sickness, illness, disease, and death. Why would we participate with it? Except that there's a distrust and faithlessness and disobedience and disregard to there being inherent purpose in existence and the exaltation of life and light and wisdom and truth that facilitates a true poise and a true peace that is the foundation and the root of all prosperity is to respect the reality that you are the gift and you have been blessed and are being blessed with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. There's nowhere you can go, and anybody can add anything to you that is greater than you, and anything to be added to you that can facilitate your greatness, and then it would be wisdom that will allow you to partake fully of it. To come to a point and place where we're no longer reaching for death. Clearing and cleansing ourselves from the inebriation and the intoxication that turns our blood into sludge, that defiles our spirit, that marginalizes and incapacitates us from being able to truly think and to truly create. To put us in a place where we're in a 30-year lull that you're just hanging in there. And with all of the hanging that has been done to us as a people over the years, let us not hang and hang out and be hanging in, but let us cooperate, harmonize, and collaborate in our resurrection. Coming to a point and place where our conversations are enhancing, enriching, healing, clearing, clarifying, and supporting us in being in the integrity of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence in our connections are filled with love. So that everything and everybody that we come in contact with are benefited because of our conscious intent to be beneficial. There are those who have the intent to subjugate and dominate and usurp and bastardize and undermine, but those ones will not live for very long. And because we already dwell in the realm of eternity, then it matters how we're centered on this planet in the midst of the eternal. It matters what we're bringing into our body temples and that we are creating greater fluidity of life force through oxygenating ourselves, hydrating ourselves, mineralizing, alkalizing, and facilitating, opening up all channels of elimination so that those nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and all of these chemicals that were in all of the things that they were in that came into our pores, came into our mouths, came into our body temples, that we are utilizing the earth, the sun and the water and the breath, to truly clear and cleanse ourselves, so that we are literally creating the blood of life, the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that facilitates an exalted consciousness that is harmonious with the laws of existence itself, the quality of consciousness that is aware of itself. As all there is, the quality of consciousness that can be communicated with by angels and the spirit guides and guardians and ancients and to be under the auspices of one's soul. We're in a now moment that requires us to really think very deeply about what we care to experience and to create with the rest of our lives. Because the laws are working all the time. And if you are unconscious of what you're creating, then when it shows up, then know that you had something to do with it. And we can recreate. And the greatest recreation that we can do is the recreating of ourselves and the integrity of our alignment with the truth of ourselves as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and that we are dwelling intelligently in the supremacy of existence itself. There is nothing that is greater than it. And killing ourselves suicide, homicide, genocide, participating with it, being complicit and complacent, to be co-conspirating, puts us in a place where we cannot truly honor our lineages when we do not honor ourselves and the gift that we've been given, that is life. That is breath, that is intelligence, that is divinity. And so I encourage you that in your acquisitions, in your going to get real about being qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet as well as beyond. Get real about your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration. Get real about standing in the light of the integrity of who you are, in your right alignment, your righteousness. Get real. In participating consciously with the reconciliation, the reinstatement, the restoration, the realignment, and the resurrection of a fallen humanity and humankind. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of a resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG.
Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. My special thanks for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour. I am so grateful and so thankful for your care to be tuned in and prayerfully being tuned up and turned on and turned out to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I am so grateful for every opportunity I have to come to these airwaves and grateful for the maturity that I am experiencing because I am intent to mature and not to be in a place and space where I'm getting old, because in the realm of eternity there is no old, except for that is the crystallization of all of the nitrates and nitrites, acidity, the toxicity, all of the dehydration, the deficiency, and all of that. Otherwise, we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. There is no oh, there is only now, there is only life, there is only currency. And the reason I emphasize the reality of the absolute is so that we are reminded of how absolutely blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, that we are truly breatharian first, every last one of us. We would not live except we breathe. And so whatever it is that constitutes your nutritional regimen or the lack thereof, you must breathe. And it is the breath of life that animates us. It is the intelligence of existence and how it has infused itself upon the atmosphere and the elements and the air and all of that that we take for granted. And I'm saying, let's not take it for granted. Let's feel, let's truly feel the blessedness in being with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to come to a point and place where we do not measure our blessedness based on our bank accounts and our money and how other ones are seeing us or believing the lies that we tell ourselves in terms of what constitutes our real worth and real value. And I'm saying that butt naked, we are the greatest things we will ever have. And to be encouraged to walk in our greatness is something that you don't necessarily find all the time. But I am so grateful that there are so many more of us, so many more who are realizing what the point of living actually is, and that it is living and not working oneself to death, not trying to have everything that other ones have, but being content with the divinity of one's own being and being intentionally intentioned to walk in the divinity of one's own being, to understand that that is the what constitutes the real wealth of ourselves, to activate our DNA, to realize that our inheritance is not based upon a previous generation of mother and father and auntie and grandmama and them working so hard to leave trust funds for us, but to know that we should be trusted to bring honor and glory into the lineages that we represent. To have it in our mind's eye and to have it in our heart center. To live in the integrity of our high ethic and morality and to come to a place and space where we can be trusted with the cosmic gift of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be exalting the intelligence of existence, to be harmonizing with the intelligence of existence, to be vehicles and vessels, clearer and cleaner channels for the light of absolute and supreme intelligence to constitute itself as our absolute reality. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that we're not human eaters or useless feeders, but we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And as points of absolute and supreme intelligence, we are co-creators in our living. And to be conscious and conscientious where we are caring to really walk in the fullness of ourselves. And see, we can have so many things as goal and objective, you know, to write books and to do plays and to be in movies and movie stars and, you know, to cut albums and tour. There's a lot of things that we can do, but you only do what it is you care to do. And that caring to do and to accomplish really requires the focus to do it, the commitment to do it, to strive, to better oneself, to perfect oneself, to become proficient in whatever area of talent that you may have an inclination towards. But for all of the proficiency and all of the talents that we are so thankful that other ones have gifted to us, so that we have a greater peace and a greater rejoicing, and we can get out of a funk by just putting on some real nice music and relaxing and breathing into the moment of it and lose our focus on all of the things that tainted our reality for the moment and just bathe in the blessedness of someone else's gifts. All of that is all well and true, but the reality for where we are now is, what is our gift and what are we doing to be who we really are, to give our gifts, to understand that to become proficient in one area or all of the areas of talent does not constitute wholeness. necessarily. The world will celebrate our proficiency, but with all of the proficient persons we are having, we are in a hell of a mess and a mell of a mess. And now is that time to come to a point in place where we care to be less of a mess and to get into the order of existence itself, because there is nothing but order throughout all of existence. And when you don't care to live 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years in order, then what happens to you when you meet that fateful day and die? Then you say, oh, well, I'm not going to die, but you've been feeding off of death all of your life. How are you not going to die? Well, there isn't a death, Adama. That's just what they say. Is it? We have to come to a point and place where we are really having these discussions. Why? Because we feel as though death is the inevitability, the finality, the culmination, the unavoidability. That, you know, we can't avoid it. It's going to come, and everybody's number is going to be called, and your days have already numbered from the day that you were born. There was always a reckoning as to when you would leave. And I'm saying, no, we're co-creators in this living, and we are creating, and we have the opportunity to recreate. So whatever the issues that you have crystallized in your tissues that have created discomfort and dis-ease and despair and fear and all of that because of what they say you have, then understand that the system of things, in terms of how we have been miseducated to feed and to feel entitled to eat that which has no real life-giving qualities and substance for our cellular activity, and that we're made of cells, and that our cells are made of water, atoms, molecules, energy, intelligence, life force. And so our food needs to be intelligent. It needs to be alive. It needs to be life force. You understand? They say, oh, well, you've eaten live, but you're supposed to eat living things. You're supposed to eat you're supposed to eat plants and things that are still alive. Everything has a life cycle, so you eat it when it's alive. You don't eat it when it's dead. And so our coming to a point and place where we care to be fully alive, to be activated in the light of the truth of who we are as intelligences of existence, to realize that our feet are on the ground, but we are in space. We are on an intergalactic spaceship that is called Mother Earth, and that everything that we see is the evidence of the genius, the ingenuity, the absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. And when you board a plane, you're not asking whether the pilot is black or white or Jew or whatever. You get on that plane with the confidence that who's piloting the plane is licensed to do so and knows what they're doing. You understand? And so we're always trusting. And there's a level of trust that has nothing to do with race or color or hue or sexuality or any of that. And so what I'm saying is that the intelligence of existence has gifted itself to absolutely everyone and everybody, and we're also absolutely blessed. And whatever it is that we do to generate an income in terms of our jobs and our careers and our occupation, our preoccupation, our habits, our hobbies, you understand, to be consciously caring to fulfill the requisites and the purposes in existence lays foundation for your self-actualization and self-realization, to take you beyond the scripts and the doctrines and the well-trodden paths, to put you in a place where you are cultivating your own authenticity and being this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to activate your DNA to invoke and call forth the greatness of your lineages, because your inheritance is your heritage. And it's beyond anything that we can fathom, because the intelligence of existence is always there first. And so our now moment is pregnant with possibilities. And we have to come to a place in space where we are focused on the absolute realities, because we can get lost in the sauce. You understand? Overthink the details. Not realize the divinity of existence, and always be looking at the things that really put a damper, let rain on your parade, put you in a place, in a state where you are doubtful, fearful, not trusting, not honoring, and you can only think about the bad and the ugly and the crazy and all of that. And we have to understand that there is justice in life. They said, no justice, no peace. No, there is justice and there is peace. And the peace that we can step into comes from accomplished love. And love is the harmony of truth. And the truth is that we are all dwelling in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. The absolute reality is that which allows us to truly prosper. The world has us in a place and space where we focus on the distortion, the dysfunction, the dysfunctional and distorted ones, and all of those ones who are practicing chaos and in harmony as the devil, which is enacted by these ones. But there is no inherent devil or evil in existence except that which comes from the distortion, the distorted thoughts and the dysfunction within people. And so having an orientation that there is God and then there is the devil, and the devil is equal to God, except the devil is wicked and God is not. And so these forces are always fighting each other. That's not the truth. There is only absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we have each been given so much of it and access to so much of it. It is the misuse and abuse of the intelligence of existence and its purposes and whatnot that really constitutes that which we refer to as evil. That which works against life, that which robs, that which defiles, that which poisons, that which usurps, that which misaligns and facilitates sickness, illness, disease, and death as a reality, when we should be supported in understanding duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that nobody is here to undermine existence itself. Nobody is here as purpose to subjugate, dominate, bastardize, usurp, castrate, violate, hang, rape, sodomize, and all of that. That is not purpose for anybody. That is the evidence of distortion and dysfunction. An impoverishment, the impoverishment of spirit, the vacancy in the vacuum of high ethic and morality, sensibility, commitment, and being. And for sickness, illness, disease, and death to have become multi-trillion dollar business, then know that it is not going to end well. And as youth are raising up all over the world, and as ones and ones in other countries are finally at a point where they realize that capitalism is the blight of the world, that there is no way to be successful in this life when you work against that which supports your living, that there is no prosperity whatsoever when you have no commitment to the laws that govern your being directly, and to be in a place where you are consistently exalting your right to be wrong, your right to be mistaken, your right to be willfully disobedient, disrespectful, disregarding, disinterested, and careless, mindless, thoughtless, then understand that that path is a path of adulteration. It is a path that leads to death. That's a finality. And our coming to a point and place where we will not have any parts of it. To be in a place where you're exalting a full life's urge. You are loving being and being loving and consciously caring to transcend, transform, and transmute every situation and circumstance into your greater good. You are perfecting because you are accepting your rights to grow and unfold and to be harmonized in love, to let things roll off you like water off a duck's back, to not be held down mentally or spiritually or emotionally and stuff that puts you in a place where you forget your joy and you are consistently thinking about things that make you sad and make you mad and put you in a funk where you cannot enjoy anybody else because you are so in a funk. You want everybody else to be funked out with you. Misery loves company. We're in a place and space where you gotta let that stuff go. Why? Because it makes you sick. people don't realize that sickness is not just by virtue of what you're consuming, but sickness does facilitate, you understand, a sick mind. And that's why we have to really understand that when you have a culture, when you have a people, when you have a government, when you have a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death, this multi-trillion dollar business, then understand that you have a sick society. You have a people who've created that, who are sick people. There is no way in hell within the earth, upon the earth, that a healthy people will create sickness, illness, and disease as livelihood and feel entitled. You understand? And to be in a place and space where you're poisoning absolutely everybody. And the people who poison their children are people who are destined to be wiped out. And I'm just saying the issues that govern our existence and our continuation in existence are the things that we should be mindful, thoughtful, considerate, contemplative, meditative, communicative about. But to be so consumed with balls and breasts and sex and all of these other things that just dissipate your life force and keep you distracted and have you a slave to your urges and whatnot, and put you in a place and space where you have lost your capacity to truly care and think and do what is truly in your best interest in supporting not just your survival, but supporting your continuation in existence, supporting your graduation from the class of Earth residency with the highest grades possible in having developed your light bodies and mastered the virtues of integrity that have you functioning from center of high ethic and morality and sensibility and care and love and forgiveness and compassion and mercy and all of that that really truly aligns us with the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of that which we refer to as God. But being in a place where you don't care to be righteous, you don't care to rightly use the faculties that you've been given, you don't care to activate the disciples of your body, that you don't want to be like Christ. You just want to call on his name and feel entitled to be willfully disobedient because your sins are known and because you admit to being sinful, you think that that is salvation enough. And I'm saying, no, you can't just admit to being sinful. You got to clear your way from the violation. Because when the violation is charged upon your blood, you can't get away from it. Your blood becomes your condemnation. And no matter how we talk about it and what high words and all of that we say, the bottom line is what is charged on your blood. And the quality and the condition of your blood is going to lay foundation for the quality and the condition of your thought and your capacity for thinking or not. And to think is to be able to hold the light of the supreme intelligence that you've been gifted upon the thing, to come to know it so that we're not having to play a hit and miss with our lives and with the lives of our children or with the lives of children, period. And so we have to realize that a lot of the issues that a lot of the children are coming into the world with are coming as a result of the violation that are charged upon the blood of their parents. And they inherit these things. And seeing your children scaly like fish because you ate all of these fish while you were pregnant, and then the baby come out looking like scaly fish. Okay, come on. There's karma in this. You understand? And it has everything to do with the fulfillment of the law. There is a law that is in full effect, so we can call God law. You understand? God is not just a divine being who is trying to do for you something you're not trying to do for yourself. There is fulfillment in law. But we have to realize that we cannot support the violation of other beings and feed off the carcasses of violated beings and then everything in our lives be all right. And where we are feeling and seeing the evidence of something not right, not feeling right, not feeling good, not looking well, not caring to be well, being despondent, being depressed, dwelling in a base state of perversion where you are spending your days fantasizing and masturbating and trying to have sex with anything and anybody. I'm just saying is that the world is filled with so much distortion. Pornography being a multi-trillion-dollar business is insane. We have to come to a point and place where we care to be virtuous in the integrity of who we are as men, the progenitor of lineages, as fathers and sons and grandsons and grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-grandsons and whatnot, and to hear about all of the violation and molestation and incest and the rape of your own family members. I'm just saying is that we are in a hell of a mess. And have the right to be discontinued in existence. Have the right to be thrust into the spirit worlds without warning. Heart attack, stroke, this and that. And I'm saying, let's prepare ourselves to leave the planet. We know the planet has her own duty, obligation, and responsibility to herself and her creatures. First and foremost, she has the first right to be liberated. Liberated from the pollution, the madness. You understand? Now the issue for us is coming to a point in place where we care to be salvaged. We care to change our ways. We care to walk the way of light, to do the inner clearing, cleansing, purification, to stand in the integrity of who we are and to stop blaming these ones and blaming those ones and come to a point in place where we realize that everybody has been under siege. Everybody has been adversely affected by a corporate entity called capitalism, government, religion, socialization, culture. You understand? And they're quick to tell you because you're vegetarian and you want to lock your hair and you want to do these things that now you're part of a cult. But the cult that everybody is involved in is a death culture where everybody feels entitled to be eating pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and fish and all of that, and then drinking alcohol and tobacco and getting high and just being out of alignment with the divinity of oneself and disregarding the divinity of all others. This is not rocket science, but it is an art and a science to living and loving and honoring and reverencing and worshiping. And in the activity of doing these things, we have the opportunity to be alkalizing our systems, our contemplation, our meditation, our prayers, our reflection, our affirming and declaring and giving thanks and acknowledging the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence and our oneness with it helps us to get leverage over conditions and circumstances, situations and illness and disease and whatnot. But to have so heavily invested in your sickness, your illness, your disease, and your death, to keep buying alcohol and tobacco and all of the things that are undermining you and creating your cancer, and then turn around and say you can't afford the things that are going to help cleanse you, is the evidence of how distorted one's mind becomes as a result of having participated fully in a death culture, where your life can depend upon it and you are unable to make the proper decisions and activate your will and your intent and your desire and your care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you walk in the integrity of the truth of the all that you are. Is this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to reach for that which we real call nutriment as opposed to just food, nutriment and nourishment that oxygenates your cells, hydrates your cells, facilitates the alkalization that is the key to cellular regeneration so that you are always regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, and being revivified in the light of the truth of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. This is our time to make clear decisions in exalting a full effort and will to truly live and thrive and be qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet, beyond the planet, by anchoring the light of love in the very fabric of our being so that we're radiant in it. In everywhere that we show up, we are showing up as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of the whole, in honor and glory to the lineages that we represent as the evidence of the establishment of eternal law, the eternal order, and the eternal government. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.